to today's episode of the Declutter Hub podcast, your channel for super easy, no-nonsense advice on how to declutter and organise your home. Please welcome your hosts, professional organisers Ingrid Jansen and Leslie Spellman.
Hello and welcome, listeners, to episode 26 of the Declutter Hub podcast. I'm Leslie. If you have clutter and want to sort it out, this is the show for you. In today's episode, I'm talking to my good friend and personal stylist, Colette Alley. Hi, Colette.
Hi, Leslie.
So Colette and I used to work together as Colette was a clutter fairy, weren't you, Colette,
I
for
was.
A number of years. And it was always so fantastic when Colette said that she wanted to come and work as a clutter fairy because I could put her on wardrobe jobs and she offered that extra fantastic step of being able to advise people a little bit on style as well. So that was always fantastic and obviously, we went that extra mile for our clients since they absolutely loved having Colette and did not want me, basically. So there's a big difference, isn't there, Colette, between being a stylist and being a professional organiser. So our remit normally, I know there was a bit of a crossover with what we used to do with the Clutter Fairy, but normally, as a professional organiser working with somebody, or if you were doing your own wardrobe, what you would be looking at is the sort of decluttering, do I use it, do I need it, do I love it? What we wouldn't be interested in is fashion and style and capsule wardrobes and accessorising and things like that. And that's what we're here to talk about today.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about your background and how you came to be a personal stylist.
My background is actually nursing. So I was a general nurse and then I changed to be a psychiatric nurse. So I worked probably for about 28 years. And I just fancied a change, but I still wanted to work with people and in a way not lose my nursing skills. So I trained as a personal stylist and I found that actually my nursing background just comes in very useful when dealing with emotional, vulnerable clients. Because a lot of personal styling isn't to do with high fashion. It's to do with people who are quite depressed, not very happy with the self-image, very low self-esteem. So all those nursing skills actually came in very useful and very handy because it can be quite a very tearful, emotional process.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, and the same with getting rid of clothes as well. It's the same as a sort of professional organiser. It's those exact same emotions, but it just takes it that one step further, really.
Yeah.
Because our clothes are our expression to the world of what we want to be. And sometimes that's not, you know, we don't always get it right, do we?
People get it wrong.
Exactly. Mm. And, you know, so there are a lot of people actually who I work with who once they get to the end of the decluttering and organising process, and that's such a big positive move for them, that will then go that one step further and go out with a stylist or go to a shop that offers a personal styling service. Because there are styling services out there for free as
well, but
that would be obviously just in one shop. So it'd be slightly different. Brilliant. So yeah, no, it's really important to understand that it's all about the psychology, isn't it? And then there are some practical things that you can do as well to really help as well.
Exactly.
So today's not really about, oh, what kind of things should you wear? And you've already said it's not all about fashion and things like that. So what we're not trying to do today is we're not trying to say these are the things that you need in 2019 for spring, summer. That is not what this is all about. This is about how can you make the best of your wardrobe and what sort of things do you need to be mindful of when you're actually decluttering and organising your wardrobe. So that said then, when you start your decluttering, are there things that you need to bear in mind as you're going through and choosing what to keep and what to get rid of?
We were having this conversation just before, but obviously people's wardrobes do vary. A working mum's wardrobe is going to be very different from a girl who works in the city as a barrister or whatever, as is the same a lady who plays golf and is retired. The wardrobes are slightly different, but there are always core items that you probably have in everybody's wardrobe that are the same. And then you add individual pieces then just to build your wardrobe up to suit you and your lifestyle. So my job is clearing out people's wardrobes, but with me obviously I'm thinking about body shape as well. I'm thinking about the colours that people have in the wardrobes. I'm thinking of the things, the actual items they have in the wardrobes. Do they wear them, or has it been a waste of money? Can they wear everything that is in their wardrobe, and does it suit their lifestyle? So we are throwing things out and decluttering, but at the same time, I'm thinking about somebody's lifestyle, somebody's body shape. So all these things come into mind when you're actually a stylist, as well as sort of decluttering
Yeah, I know, because I had a styling session with you. I was lucky enough to do that, Claire, which was absolutely lovely. And that was, I'm looking at myself today, I'm thinking I should have worn something completely different with my stylist friend. But anyway, that was a few years ago. But I remember some of the things were, you know, I had some really lovely dresses and things that were maybe, you know, short sleeves or open sleeves. And it was about adding a cardigan so that it was fit for purpose within England, which is mostly freezing.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and things like that. So sometimes it's like, why am I not wearing that? You're not wearing it because you wouldn't really want it as a holiday dress.
Yes.
So it's something that you would wear around during the day here, or if you're going out or whatever, but you need a cardigan or a little denim jacket or something like that. So sometimes it's about adding things, isn't it, to make these things more versatile. Yeah. So when people are shopping, what kind of mistakes do they make?
It's very easy these days to do your homework. I mean, it was very different in the past when you and I were teenagers and we had money to spend. Now there are glossy magazines with lots of fashion ideas. The internet is fantastic. There's lots of different sites you can go on. Even these big department stores, they have styling pages, how to mix and match outfits and whatever. So when people go out today, I think you need to do your homework before you go out shopping, because otherwise, most people have a budget. You are just going to waste your money unless you know actually what you're going to buy, what you're out there to buy that day. Is it shoes? Is it jeans? Otherwise, you look at something and think, oh, I love that. I need to buy it because it's gorgeous. And then you bring it home and it doesn't go with anything in your wardrobe. It doesn't mix and match with anything. And then it just hangs there for months, years, and never gets worn. So it's just a very costly mistake. So before you go shopping, do your homework and think, what do I actually need to buy? And don't be swayed by bright colours and fabrics. And
I think quite often what you find is that wardrobes tend to be overloaded with like beautiful dresses or going out dresses and things like that, because those are the things that look exciting, aren't they? And those are the things that you whiz and shove in your basket in a kind of retail therapy session, really. And what you don't necessarily want to go out and buy is kind of black skinny jeans that you might need every day,
or basic
jersey tops or things like that. Mm. Although I do, as I've mentioned before in these podcasts, have many, many pairs of black skinny jeans. I'm not showing you upstairs, by the way.
I thought we got rid of them.
Yeah, no, they got rid of them when you did my styling. They've come back.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's things like that. It's just those mistake buys, and it's using your emotions, and it's intentional spending, really, isn't it? And making sure that you know what you're going out for with very specific purpose in mind, and making sure that you're not just throwing stuff in your basket because you absolutely love
because
it and are getting carried away with the emotion.
With the colours and everything, you just get caught up in all the, you know, the styling, you know, the mannequins in the shop and that kind of thing. You think, oh, I love that. Yes, that will look great on me. But then they're just not practical.
Yeah, exactly. So how can you get the most out of your current wardrobe? So if you were not to go out and buy anything new, what sort of things would you need to make the most out of your current wardrobe?
I would always say people don't have to go shopping every season. The basics in your wardrobe should stay the same. So if we're coming into spring and summer now, you should have a good pair of jeans in there, maybe some black skinny jeans, a pair of tailored trousers, that kind of stuff. So all you need to do now for spring and summer is freshen up your t-shirts, buy a few new t-shirts, maybe a couple more blouses, maybe just a nice cardigan or a nice jacket for the spring, summer. You don't need to buy a completely new set of clothes each season. So as long as you've got the basics there, which you can wear in wintertime and summertime, and then you just change the tops according to the season or according to what colours are in that season or according to what suits you.
Yeah, and we've all got things as well, haven't we, in our wardrobes that we can accessorise with as well. And we sew belts and scarves and jewellery and things like that that really change up the way that an outfit looks. So it's not, as you say, it's not going out and buying whole new things. It's going out and buying some basics and then accessorising with what you've already got.
I have to say, even accessories have actually changed over the years. I was thinking about this the other day. I mean, everybody used to have lots of belts to go with different kinds of trousers and everything. But really, we probably don't need as many belts now, unless they're a piece to go over a jacket, a belt worn as a piece of clothing, rather than holding up your trousers. Because today, trousers have got lycra in them. They're elasticated. So we don't need belts to hold up our jeans anymore, because
they actually
fit to our bodies.
Yeah.
So there are certain things which we probably used as you and I were younger, which are probably now defunct in our wardrobe because we don't need them.
And those are the kind of hard things. You know, if you've got a really nice black leather belt, for example, those are really hard to make a decision to get rid of.
Exactly.
Because you think, well, it's a really good belt and it's been there for years. But actually,
it cost me a lot of money when I was young. It's sentimental. But really, you're probably never going to use it again.
Yeah. So exactly. Things do change. And what we need in our wardrobes really changes over the years. But some things are just really genuinely hard. Coats are very hard to get rid of as well. Mm. But, you know, you tend to buy a coat every, I don't know, well, every couple of seasons. And, you know, you've still got things because they're really nice coats, but actually fashions have changed, and it's about being honest with yourself, isn't it? Mm. So what's the most important thing that people need to be mindful of when they're creating a wardrobe?
That everything in your wardrobe has to work for you. You have to be able to wear it. You have to love wearing it. You have to be excited about wearing it. So everything in your wardrobe is something that you can wear. The shoes, the bags, the tops, the dresses, coats, whatever. It's pointless having a wardrobe bursting at the seams with things that you're not going to wear, things that you don't like, things that you don't love, things that don't suit you. So just make sure that everything in your wardrobe is wearable and you enjoy wearing it.
Okay. And what do you think about sort of quality over quantity? You know, I mean, I know there's been a lot of information in the media at the moment. I don't know whether you saw the Stacey Dooley Investigates programme. I think it was called Fashion's Dirty Secrets, where it was all about this kind of really cheap fashion that's out there and people, it's kind of throwaway fashion. And it's trying to make people more mindful and intentional about the kind of things that they're buying. So what's your thoughts on that? Do you think people should buy cheap or do you think people should buy quality?
I think people should buy quality. And I always would say to my clients, we obviously are working with a budget, but we always buy the best quality items that we can. It's pointless having hundreds of things in your wardrobe that are cheap, that you never really wear because you don't like wearing them. It's better just to have a few quality, well-chosen pieces that have cost you a lot of money, that will last you for a long time. And then obviously, if you look after your clothes as well, they will last you even longer.
Yeah, or five of the same thing or things in different colours. And it's really important nowadays, isn't it? You know, there's a lot of documentaries, there's a lot of interest and appetite for this kind of throwaway clothes. And people who are spending an awful lot less on our clothes at the moment and then just chucking them away.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of these things are going into landfill and it's just quite wasteful. Yeah. So there's definitely a movement, isn't there, towards having the quality rather than the quantity.
It is that. And also with my clients as well, you buy the best you can possibly buy, but you look after your clothes.
Right, okay.
That's very important. You don't just throw them in a corner and then think, oh, where's that jumper? I bought that really expensive jumper. You look after them and you hang them up in your wardrobe properly so you can actually see exactly what you've got and hopefully get to wear everything that's in your wardrobe.
Okay, so you're talking about looking after your clothes.
Yes.
What are a couple of rules that you think then in terms of looking after your clothes that are really important?
Good quality hangers.
Okay.
You don't want these wire hangers that are all misshapen and everything. So good quality hangers. I always like to use non-slip ones, the velvety ones, because they're not wood, so they're not going to catch on my blouses and that kind of thing. So good quality hangers to keep your clothes in a good shape. And also things like knitwear, just debobble things. Get the bobbles off and that kind of thing. Spray your shoes every few months with leather protector, even your handbags and whatever. So just look after your clothes and your bags and your accessories, and they will serve you very well year after year.
And would you, talking about the defrizzing of clothes, would you advocate using one of those machines?
I've used those in the past. Do you know what the best thing I find is? Because mostly the bubbles you find along your arms, if you've brushed up against your body, that kind of thing, and down by the side. One of the bristle shoe brushes, do you know, that we used to polish our shoes with?
Oh, yeah.
If you get a soft bristle one, every time you wear your jumper or cardigan, if you just go down the inside of your arm that way, it stops all the pilling and it prevents sort of all these bubbles sort of occurring. I use cashmere combs because I find those quite gentle actually as well, rather than debobbling machines.
Okay.
I think maybe sometimes they do catch and you can create little holes or whatever.
Yeah, of course. All right, that's really helpful. That's good. Right, okay. So is there anything else, any other hints and tips that you've got, Colette, that you wanted to talk to us about today in terms of styling?
Have a think before you go out what you want to buy, and also be very honest with your wardrobe. Try to figure out what your body shape is. There's no point in buying clothes which suit somebody else's body shape and not yours. We'd all love to be 6 foot tall and be able to wear long maxi dresses, But if you're going out for a maxi dress, when you try it on, you think, oh, I need to have like 20 inches cut off this. So the whole shape of the dress then changes, because I'm not that kind of body shape to wear that kind of clothing. So think about your body shapes. Think about your budget, definitely. Always buy the best that you can. And just have fun with your clothes. And make sure you're buying the clothes for the person that you want to be. Not because you think you should be wearing that because I'm too old for that now, I'm too young for that. So just have fun with your clothes, because every time you open your wardrobe door, you want to be able to wear everything in that wardrobe and feel very special and feel very good and confident about your styling choices and the clothes that you've got. You've paid a lot of money, so you should be able to enjoy wearing your clothes.
I think that's really important, you know, where... that there's no rules really, you know, about age, and but there are with shape, to be fair. And I think when you, it's interesting really, when you do work with a stylist, that you kind of say things and you learn things that you know, but you don't know.
Yes.
You know, so well, actually you would be better with high-waisted jeans because you've got a little bit of a muffin top, and you kind of still stick with it and keep making the same mistakes all the time. And I think whether it's colour or whether it's shape of clothes, I think that those are the kind of things that you can really learn a lot from working, you know, with another person who's going to give you honest advice. And the difference between working with a friend or a family member and a personal stylist is that a personal stylist is there to be honest, and you have asked for that help and you've asked for that professional advice, and so you will then be more willing to take it on. Whereas if it's a family member, sometimes you might get a little bit, she said I had a muffin top or stuff like that. So I think it's really different as well.
Yeah.
What do you think about the styling options that are available in sort of high street shops, Topshop, Marks and Spencers, that kind of thing? Do you think they're useful?
The personal stylists in store?
Yeah.
Yes and no. I mean, I do have mixed feelings. I've been out with clients before and I've seen ladies try things on and the personal stylist is there saying, oh, it looks fantastic, it looks great. And I'm actually thinking, please make eye contact with me. Please look in my eyes and I'll just like be able to talk to you then and say, oh, I'm not quite sure. And sort of advise you and say, I don't really think it suits you. So,
yeah.
I mean, sometimes they're obviously limited to what they can put on their clients, because they're limited to what's in stock in the store at that particular time. But I have to say, all stylists are different as well. I'm sure all declutterers are different.
Yeah,
you work in a different way. I work in a different way with my clients. I might dress my clients differently than another stylist I know. So we all have ideas about how we think our clients should look. But that's the thing about it. You have ideas about how you think people should look. But when you work as a personal stylist, you get to know the person better. You get to know the lifestyle, what they need the clothes for, what makes them confident. You get to know very personal details. When I think if you go to these in-store stylists, they don't know you very well as a person. So they can say, oh, you look fabulous in pink, wear pink. It looks great in the shop. But under shop lights, when you get it outside, you might think, oh my goodness, it's so bright. I can't possibly wear that. So
I think it's just a different motive, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
So within in-store, I mean, don't get me wrong, I've used them as well, and I think it's great, but I think you've got to have your own ideas and the confidence to work with that and say, no, I absolutely don't like that, or I do. But it's a nice, easy way of shopping, because they bring everything to you in the changing rooms with all the different sizes and things. So it's an easy way to shop, but you are limited. And I think a personal stylist is there to make the best of you within your current lifestyle, with your emotions and things like that.
And they are working with this season's current styles and colours.
Yeah.
Some of these ladies who have the colours done, they used to bring all these swatches with me. And I used to think, well, actually, we're not going to get on great because none of these colours are in this year. So if this is all you can wear, I'm going to have to reintroduce you to colour and what colours suit you. So, yeah. And the stylists in the shop, I mean, with the best one in the world, they do what they can. But they're sort of limited to the time they can spend with you. And what's available in store that time, you know, that's
an interesting point, actually. It takes me to talk about the sort of colour, I can't remember what it's called, the colour services, you know, where they kind of analyse Colour Me Beautiful and that. And we're not here to say anything negative or positive about them. But what that creates for a lot of people is a kind of rule book, doesn't it, on colours in terms of, right, these are the neutrals that you can wear, these are the kind of warm colours, cold colours, etc., things like that. I'm doing it a huge disservice because there's a lot more to it than that.
No, exactly.
But do you think that there are hard and fast rules about colour with people's own sort of personal colouring then and hair colour and things like that? Or do you think that you should just try something on and see what it looks, or...
I think you should try something on and see how it looks. I mean, I haven't trained in colour because I think I would rather concentrate on body shape and colours just come naturally to, I know what suits clients. And also it's about how the client feels in something. So somebody could put something on in black and think, oh, I feel a bit dowdy. They could try something on in pink and think, oh, I love this and I love this and it looks fantastic. So it's not about you dictating colours to clients either. It's how they feel in those clothes. Because if they want to wear bright pinks because they think they look amazing in them, they should be allowed to wear bright pinks because that's giving them confidence.
Yes.
And they will wear those kind of things. I might think, oh, it's a little bit bright. You know, we might tone it down a bit. But if pink is the way they want to go, that's the way they should be allowed to go because they're going to be wearing the clothes, not me.
And you hit the nail on the head there, Colette, as well. So if somebody wanted to wear something that was bright pink and it's kind of maybe a little bit garish or whatever, you can tone that down with something, can't you? So it's, you know, that's important as well, making the most out of your wardrobe, making it look fantastic by toning it down a little bit.
Yeah, you can tone it down, but if they feel fantastic, that's what it's all about. It's about clients feeling happy and confident wearing clothes and thinking they look fantastic and amazing, full stop.
Yeah.
It's not about high fashion. It's not about you should be wearing this and whatever. It's about self-esteem and people feeling great and confident.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I think we've covered quite a few bits there. We've covered all about the emotions of clothes, yes. Really. We started in our first Wardrobe Month. We've done Wardrobe Month in March. We went through the process of talking about the psychology of clothes and why we find it so hard to get rid of certain clothes. We've gone through the decluttering. We're talking to you today. And then we've also done the organising of wardrobes as well. So hopefully that'll give everyone a little bit of food for thought about what they can do with their wardrobes. We hope you've all enjoyed listening and are inspired to take action. Are there things in your wardrobe that will coordinate with a different outfit to get the most out of your current clothes? Are you keen to book a stylist as a treat? I would highly recommend it, by the way. That can be, what a fantastic thing to ask for a birthday gift or a Christmas present. It's not something that we're going to be able to do every week. Of course it's not. But it's something that really might change your whole attitude to clothes and give you the education and information that you need to take things forward to make sure that you don't have a wardrobe where you're only wearing 20% of your things 80% of the time. So thanks for taking the time to listen today. If you'd like to get more tips and advice, please follow us on social media. We're on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook and have a lively, supportive Facebook group community where we chat all things clutter. We've got a guide on our resources page all about decluttering and organising your wardrobe to help you out. So pop over to our website and download that to help you. If you don't want to miss the next weekly episode, subscribe to the Declutter Hub podcast on iTunes, Spotify and Stitcher and it will pop into your notifications each Friday. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Declutter Hub podcast. Check out declutterhub.com for more inspiration and don't forget to tune in next week. Thanks so much for listening to the Declutter Hub podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to us in your podcast player so you don't miss an episode, and we'll see you next week.